Right now, our final report for the year.
It is?
Yeah, but well, Monday, you know, we're all not here on Monday, and then the next one will come on New Year's Day.
If she's, you're absolutely right.
I'm positive she's going to be there for New Year's Day. She wouldn't miss it for a year. Ladies and gentlemen, for the final time this year, Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. I guess I have to say sober on New Year's Eve for you guys.
I tend to think you've got a chance of doing that.
It's entirely up to you. I don't know.
Yeah, come on. Give me a little space here.
You have a better chance of it than I do.
Oh, you're too old.
You're never too old to get drunk.
Is that true?
True.
Was that like your family?
That's a family motto.
Motto came right
from my father.
I guess we need to translate that into the Latin, right? And then get a crest.
And never too old to be drunk.
The Miles Creed.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking like a tapestry with a lion face and some little thing.
No, there's no lion's face. There's, if it were my father, a bottle of vodka and a bottle of Johnny Walker Black.
Your
label.
Crest.
That's and then there would be some ice in one quarter, and then there would be olives in another.
This is the Republican American Report, not the Marshall Miles.
Well, you're the one that brought it up.
You're the one who
went off
the reservation.
Anyway.
You guys crack me up. I'll end the year on a high note here, folks.
Yes.
Anyway, this is the time of year where there's not much going on. Lots of holiday stuff, but most people, most towns cut the meetings until the new year. So the only thing I have is there is a meeting tonight, a town meeting in Canaan.
Yep.
It's going to be quick, said Charlie, to okay a public ordinance on that farm bill that they've put through for tax rebates and such. If they hadn't done this and put it in the newspaper, it would have cost $4,500 for a legal. So Charlie asked the lawyer, town attorney, if they could just announce a public ordinance that is available at town hall if people want to read it, and that was okay. So.
All right. Well, then tomorrow night, the ZBA going over that big shindig, what's going on in Salisbury?
They're still at that.
But we'll have cameras there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because we've been requested by everybody involved in it.
Oh, Lord. That's a heck of a way to end the year.
Well,
yeah.
I don't think there's much trust.
Yeah. There's also the last Cornwall Board of Selectmen meeting tomorrow night. So, and then it just drifts off into the sunset for 2017, huh?
Yeah, there's not much that's going to go on after that.
No.
We should say, though, that if you still haven't purchased things or if you just want to be nice, FFA at Housatonic, they go right through the 23rd. They're open every day. Trees, greens, tree holders, cabbage cheese, all that. And it benefits the FFA. And then any excess money, they give, and so, like, they give back to food banks.
Yeah, I was there on Saturday. Boy, was it hopping. It was terrific. Yeah. Great to see it all. And that's it's a wonderful program. Their goal this year is to make $65,000, and they'll probably hit it without any trouble, which is amazing.
How about this? I was talking with NASCAR Dave yesterday. He's, of course, this is his last year heading up the food drive because he's going to move south next year.
You know, they're taking bets on that, Marshall.
Oh, no. He's like I said on the show yesterday, if he were to just say it, I would take bets. But Chris really wants to do this.
She wants to go.
And I'll tell you what, whether or not Dave goes down is one thing. But they're going to get a house down there.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this year they had a goal of $75,000, because they wanted to. And right now, I think they're at $52,000, and they're still getting donations in. And what I said on the air was amazing. He's been doing this for 25 years, and if you average it out, what he started with, they've raised, over 25 years, almost $500,000.
Incredible. Just incredible.
It's amazing.
It is.
It's when you think about it.
And it's for something really
critical. Yeah. Well, it provides now about 1,000 meals on both Thanksgiving and Christmas.
And Christmas. It's amazing. And so many all through the region. You know, New York State, all over. It's just incredible. And yes, just watch that thermometer on the White Hart Green. Watch it go up.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll hit their point. It's fabulous. There is a Chorus Angelicus Junior Choir thing.
That's coming up in Sharon. Yeah.
That's in Sharon at the Episcopal Church next weekend. and or the weekend after, I believe.
The weekend after, and it's a mini version of what happened in Salisbury this past weekend.
Right, right. And so that should be fun. It's delightful with the little kids singing and doing their thing. I did miss the Charlie Brown Christmas. Just couldn't get there at the Center on Main that Dylan Vatican put together with a bunch of musicians. He got a grant and was able to put this thing together, and I understand they had a full house, and it was great. Just too many things going on at once. Couldn't get to all of them, but it's still busy. still a busy time. But as we said, it's going to quiet down now, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, my news for this week is very, 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 and the public service announcements are non-existent.
I don't
really?
Know. I think
really?
I think you guys are just well on the way to hexing something. So let's.
Yeah, that's true. We better be quiet here before. Charlie Prati was honored this last week for 50 years of service with the Canaan Fire Company. They've given a beautiful plaque, and he has retired. He said, 50 years, I think it's time for the young folks to jump out of bed in the middle of the night to fight fires. And so they honored him. And besides, he's got some other things on his plate these days.
No, he certainly does.
Big meeting at COG this week. They had a fellow from OPM there to lace into him about all the rules and regulations that Hartford wants to do against small towns and push for regionalization. And as these guys said, we already regionalize more than we can any place else probably. So this poor guy, I think, walked out of there a bit battered, but it was kind of interesting. And Amy Wynn was there and talked about survey they did, which shows how much money the arts brings into the Northwest Corner. And the talk was called It Is a Business. And when you start to think about it, it really is a business when you think of the other outlying benefits of the arts here in this corner. So that was interesting.
Just think about what the arts bring in, what Lime Rock brings in. You know, people who live here tend to really forget that we are a tourist destination.
Absolutely.
And an arts destination. And that's what makes it so important that the Sharon Playhouse is operating now once again.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have Infinity Hall.
Infinity
we have
Hall.
Music Mountain,
yeah.
The Warner in Torrington. It's really very, it was a very interesting survey that they put together. And so true. So true, yeah. We don't have the big businesses, but we have the arts. So,
and we should say, coming up this Thursday at the White Hart, Swass's Chicken Pot Pie Dinner.
Oh, yes.
Contact the White Hart to see if there's... I knew as of Sunday there were still openings.
Okay.
It's a full Chicken Pot Pie Dinner. All the funds go to benefit the Salisbury Winter Sports Association.
Mm, sounds delicious.
And the Housatonics will be singing at that as well.
Yes. Yes, they will. So,
all right.
So there will be some things, and I'm sure the Methodist Church does its breakfast on Christmas Day. They've done it every year in Lakeville, I'm assuming. Well, I should check it, but check it out and see, because they always have a lovely breakfast, and it's a real community event on Christmas morning, not just for those who don't have anybody else to celebrate with, but for people who just want to come out and see their neighbors. So,
all right.
So I guess there's still stuff. We'll manage, but it'll be quieter.
Well, Ruth, we'll see you next year.
We'll speak to you next year.
We'll speak and see, and have a great holiday, both of you, and we'll talk soon.
And you
too.
You and your family.
Thanks, you too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, rep-am.com on the web.